Good morning, church. Welcome to this Sunday service. I hope we're all doing well. This isn't the easiest part of life, of course, but we can be grateful that we can all thrive through our Lord, even through the hardest times. I'm planning on making this a bit of a shorter service today, but we'll see. Before we go on to the rest of the service, let's pray. Lord, thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for being here for us. Thank you for being the loving God that you are. Sometimes it can be hard for us, but we can trust in you always. Amen. So today I've chosen two songs to start us off with that I believe are encouraging and beautiful. These two songs both have a strong place in my heart, and they will always speak to me whenever I hear them. They remind us that we are not alone, that we always have God on our side, and we don't have to be afraid. All we need to do is trust. Click on the link to get the music. I Cast My Mind to Calvary is a lyric video, and Hills and Valleys is the official music video. So I've put the lyrics underneath here so you can read along with them. I know we haven't heard the second song before at church, Hills and Valleys. I don't intend on having you sing unless you want to, but it is a more contemplative song, so sit back and enjoy, I suppose. Just pause my audio and read along. Now onto some reminders. Please just remember to keep in contact with as many people as you can to it, within the church, to pray for the church and for all the people surrounding you, because it is a hard time and it's encouraging to have other people surround you. So. And now we'll have a corporate prayer time. I will pray for a couple of subjects. Feel free to pause the audio and pray for yourself if you haven't given, sorry, if I haven't given you enough time to do so. Lord, again, we thank you for keeping us strong. Give us strength to face another day. Give us strength to help others through their hardships. Lord, thank you for the government who has done such a superb job protecting us from this situation with COVID-19. Through your will, we have seen our government act unlike any other and protect the nation from this horrible pandemic to their best ability. Lord, thank you for all the essential workers who are putting themselves on the front line to help battle the war with the coronavirus. They have shown such great courage and helped so many people. It is truly inspiring. It is bringing out the best in a lot of people. And Lord, thank you for our army. As we have just passed Anzac Day, we can remember those who fought to protect our country. We are ever so grateful for them because without them, Australia wouldn't be the same as it is now. Amen. Before we go into the sermon, I'd like to give you two other songs to listen to. I've decided to include two versions of Because He Lives. The lyric version is what we are used to, and the second one is a bit different. Don't feel obliged to listen to both. However, I found the studio version that only just released, I think it was the 19th of April, and I really, really like it. It's very cool musically, so go ahead. And now, for the sermon, please now click onto the sermon to hear it. And thank you for listening today. I hope we all have a great week. Thank you for Peter for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you, church.